Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have Naheed Khan, who is the co-founder and CEO of Future Wits. So Future Wits is an initiative to innovate, create, and disrupt the approach to skill development and personal optimization. And I wanted to just pull up a little bit about what the statement was, because I love it. And Future Wits, their statement is, the future is more than we think. I love that. So Naheed, I want to start this podcast off just by saying, you know, thanks for being with me today. And I'm so excited for your insights in this way.
Thank you so much for having me, Avery. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And again, love the ideas that you have and love where your background comes from. But I want to jump into the first question, which really is about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Well, who am I? I am, if you go with taglines or, you know, with the labels, then I'm a transformational mindset coach. And I love what I do because I help people change their lives, not in the traditional way where, you know, you go ahead and you make people think in a different way or do certain different things. But here it is more about understanding who you are, what is your true potential, which is so much more than we know, than we think. Find out what your true potential is, explore how much you have, and then of course your life changes automatically. I don't do nothing. I just facilitate that process for you. So yeah, that's who I am. I've been doing this for the last 17 years now. And I've worked with corporates for a couple of years as a learning and development professional. I've worked with the Government of India as a consultant for capacity building under change management initiatives that the government had taken. And, you know, all through these years, the thing which was coming out very loud to my face was that when we were doing these learning and development or capacity building initiatives, there was something which was missing always in all of the programs, in all of the workshops. Something was missing which was not making the program be as effective as we would like it to be. And that was not because we didn't have good trainers or we did not have good content or anything else, but it was because the people who used to come for these programs, they came with a mindset, I have to go through this. When you come with such a mindset, what will you take back? You take back nothing. And that's exactly what was happening with them. So approximately around 12 years of experience and all of this and understanding all of this, working with students as a volunteer, training them on personality development. The main thing which was coming out to me was that we are working on the symptoms. We are not working on the problem. The problem stays the same. The diagnosis is not happening. So that's why I started doing what I've been doing for the last 8 years now. I started in the year 2011 and I started as a coach, as a behavioral coach. And I started working with the youth on making them understand the way they should choose their career, which should be more than just skills and aptitude. So I started getting the behavioral factor into that, getting them to just explore who they are. And I started doing this with corporates also. I've done leadership programs, which are based on behavioral approach, on the mindset approach. And the results have been tremendous because the ownership then comes immediately from within. So that's like, you know, when you see that kind of a transformation happening right in front of your eyes, it's just so amazing. And it just gives you such a drive to just keep on doing what you are doing. And I love what I do. So that's how it all started. And why do I believe that it's causing a social impact? Because, you know, what I have seen that, as I've just explained everything to you, one thing which I did leave out was the mental health issues. And I'm talking of mental health issues right from the age of 12 in students, with all the burden of studies, with all the burden of the expectations from them, of deciding a career, choosing. I mean, there's just too much. And I come from India, where in these expectations, are put into such an extent that actually children do suffer a lot, because it is from the parents, it's from the society, it's from the schools. It's too much to bear. And I've been working with students who have actually come to me and they have been lost as to what they should do, what they want to do. There is no alignment between what they want to do and why they are doing what they are doing. In fact, even when they choose a career, they do not know why they should do it, excepting for the fact that, you know, that's what is expected out of them. So the purpose was somehow everywhere and everywhere it was missing. And that's exactly why I started working with the students, working with the youth, trying, you know, making them just explore your purpose first before you try to even make any kind of decisions in your life. Explore who you are and what is it that you like to do and why do you like to do this. So yes, I have created an impact in the lives of more than 2,000 students till now. I've trained and coached in my career more than approximately 10,000, yes, more than 10,000, because I was working with State Bank of India and the Government of India, where we had a huge audience. But all through this, I still have people who come back to me and tell me how, and, you know, just one conversation that I've had with them, making them try to realize that are they actually doing what they love to do, has changed so much for them. So yeah, today what I'm doing is doing what I love to do, and that is to guide the youth into understanding their passion, into understanding their potential, and then aligning all of this with what's my life's purpose. We're not talking about the purpose of having a career or the purpose of the work that they are doing, but we're talking about a life's purpose, which incorporates everything, professional, personal, everything. So getting that purpose out and then making plans for your life, life is beautiful after that.
Yeah, and I mean, the one thing that you said that really, you know, tugs at my, it makes me a little bit angry, is that we tend to do Band-Aid effects on things, or we tend to Band-Aid problems, rather than look at the, what I like to call wicked problems. And so the wicked problems are things that aren't solved with one solution, and it's something that requires you to really look at what's important in the world. Right? So we tend to Band-Aid things, and it doesn't work, and it never has. So I love that you said that, and I love that when you do these initiatives with students, you're actually helping out more than just the Band-Aid, right? You're not leaving them with a little bit of motivation. You're actually leaving them with internal systemic change. That's huge.
Yeah, they basically, at the end of it, they do have a vision which they can see. They do have a clarity of thought. They have a clarity of their purpose. And, you know, post that, they don't need much of my help. Because once they have that, they become self, as we say, self-learning and self-growing. That's exactly what happens with them. I've had the students who, post 2 years, have now still been writing to me and writing about the initiatives that they are taking, writing about the work that they are doing. And I don't have to go there and do anything at all. They are exactly following the path that they would love to, that they wanted to. And that's all actually that I wanted. So it is happening. You know, one kind, it's kind of this, as you said, you know, when you cure the problem, the symptoms disappear. And that's exactly what it is.
No, it's 100% true. And it's a great insight to have that a lot of people are struggling with. But I want to get your opinion on this second question, because it aligns with everything that you're doing, from making an impact and changing people's perspectives. And it's about community. And so the question is, how are you then making a positive impact in your community with the work that you do?
I can say this with a sense of surety that there is a change which is happening, because the numbers have been growing, the numbers of the students and the numbers of the parents who are coming to me, and also the awareness about the work that I've been doing and also about the thoughts that I'm bringing out. And I have just started an initiative where students are, more and more students on a daily basis are coming to me to join this initiative of Future Wits, you know, where they are like, we would want to know more about the future, explore the future. I just did an event a couple of days back called the Career 10X Future Exploration Camp. And we were talking about the purpose of education and the purpose of why we should have the skills that we need for the future and who needs to develop which skills, because it's like this, you know, not one size doesn't fit all. So do you all need to come for one kind of a program? Do you all need to go for a particular skill development program? No. Because every human is unique. Everybody comes with a different set of skills, a different set of talents. And parents are today agreeing when I say this with them. You know, they bring their child to me saying that, you know, we'd like to just speak to him and understand that the choices that he's made, are they okay or are they influenced? And I'm telling you this, I have had three parents in the last 2 days who've come to me saying this. So this for me is testimonial that yes, the change in the community is happening.
And so could you explain a little bit about some of those testimonials? I'm just curious to see what some of the insights from parents or students that attended. What were some of those testimonials?
Okay, I'll just share an example, one or two examples with you. Like one of my student, she's a very good student. She's been a topper and really, really brilliant. And it's not because she's been overburdened or, you know, she's like a bookworm or a nerd kind of thing, but she's overall very interested in learning and learning new things. So she wanted to have a career in, she was in fact working to have a career in accountancy, in chartered accountancy. So I was like, you know what, we just got talking and she's like, I really like this subject and stuff. So I was like, okay, why did you think of taking up chartered accountancy as your career? And she's like, well, I'm very good in mathematics. I said, yeah, that's good. But why chartered accountancy? And she's like, because I really enjoy working with numbers. And everybody told me that this is the right career for me. I said, okay, so everybody told you this is the right career for you after you said that you'd like to be a chartered accountant, or did you decide to be a chartered accountant because everybody's told you that you're good with numbers? And the answer was that she decided to become a chartered accountant because she's been told this for the last couple of years that she's very good with numbers and she should go for chartered accountancy. So, well, we got exploring and we sat down and we did couple of sessions, and today she's pursuing her legal studies. She's studying in one of the top colleges in India. In fact, she's in the top college of India. She scored in her LSATs. She scored in her CLAT. She scored really great grades, and that was without having to put in too much of effort. She was like, you know, how did I get this out of me? I was like, see, things, there are certain things which comes naturally to you. Most of the time, we are not exploring that which comes naturally to us because we are so, so influenced by everybody else's decisions and opinions about us. You know, they give us their opinions and it is something which we get over a period of time. So it keeps on coming in our mind and it keeps on forming a mindset that we believe about ourselves. And then we go ahead and explore under that mindset or under that perception or under that belief system only. Even when we are exploring within that box. We do not come out and do it. So if you just bring them out of that box, bring them out of their comfort zone, let them explore, they then actually see them flourish, see their happiness, see their see that shine. And I've seen this with two of my recent clients. One of this is, I just told you, and the other one is going for, he wants to use machine learning to create something different in drama. I don't know how he's going to do it. Neither does he, but he has a vision and I believe in his vision. So he said, I want to study mechanical engineering because this is exactly what I didn't want to do. I said, it makes no sense to me how you're going to club these two, but go ahead. So he's taken his majors as mechanical engineering, and at the same time, he's also studying drama. And a weird and wild combination, but hey, that's what the future is all about.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And I mean, it's funny how quickly we take, you know, rhetoric and things that we learned over our lifetimes as our own thoughts. We're very influenced as human beings by our environment. So when someone says, oh, you have good skills in this, you should take this job, it tends to become our own thinking, our own thought process. And we think we made the decision. But I love when people, you know, try to question and say, is this what you really want? And that's awesome. So I want to jump into the third question, because the third question is about business. And so we've talked about you, we've talked about community, but this is going to be pulling your insight from a business lens. And so the question I have for you is this idea of social impact. Do you believe it's an important part of business?
Any business, because if I mean, who are my customers? My customers are human beings. They are individuals. And if I do not think from the point of view of creating a difference in their life, whether it is by my product, by my service, by anything at all, if I do not create an impact, if I do not serve the society, I'll not be able to sustain for long. Number one. Number two, somehow I as humans, it is our responsibility. The society is, the future is. This future which we are leaving for our children, it is our responsibility. So every business, yes, they do have a responsibility for social impact, and they should take it very seriously. And especially when we are talking in the coming times, when we are talking about the future, I don't think we can survive if we let go of this value, if we let go of our own human value, own humanity.
Yeah. That's a powerful statement. Honestly, that is a powerful statement, that it is not just only our responsibility, but we can't create a future without it. We can't.
Huh.
I love that. So this is the last question I have for you. And this is the one I'm always most excited about, because it's pulling from, again, everything that we talked about and your experience and your insights, but it's about your advice. And so the question is, what is that advice for other people to begin making their own impact in the world? What is that advice?
You know, I actually take this platform and I have something to speak out on, and a request which I would like to put forward to everybody. And that request is, you know, think beyond. If you've been thinking something about yourself, if you have been believing something about yourself, if you've been doing something with your life, just stop for a while and just reflect that whatever you've believed in, whatever you believe in, how much of it is influenced? I hope it is not. I pray it is not. And I believe a lot of people will say it is not. But still, I would request this. How much of it is influenced? Because today, I have seen this happen with so many of my friends. I have gone through this. Depression, mental health, we cannot escape from it. The resistance power that humans had 2 decades back is not today. Our resistance power down day by day by day. I reason for it. Probably the gadgets that we use, probably it's the environment, probably it's our DNA which is gone, our genetics which change. I don't notice, but our resistance power is coming down. Very prone to quick kind of a negative thought process, a negative situation, a negative to any kind of mental health issues in today's day and time. So please realize, have a self-awareness of who you are, what you are doing, and why you are doing what you are doing. Because if there is no purpose, your life is going to be feeling empty at one time or the other. And when that emptiness strikes, it's very difficult for us in today's day and age to battle that, to tackle it out. Because as I just said, our resistance powers come down. It's a very fast-paced life. It's a very, very competitive life that we all live. More for survival than anything else. If you see the generation that I'm working with, the generation which is going to come next, they have gone beyond survival. They want to live their life. They don't just want to survive. Before I could even speak to them about purpose, they speak to me about it. And that is something which gives me hope for the future. But anybody and everybody else, please be very sure of your purpose. The purpose of your life, even if your goals are not defined now, doesn't matter. If you know your purpose, it doesn't matter how you fulfill it. I planned to do engineering, but it did not happen that way. I wanted to become a doctor, but it did not happen. Well, my purpose for becoming a doctor was because I wanted to serve people. I wanted to help, and I'm doing that today. I'm happy with my life. I'm absolutely fulfilled with my career, in spite of the fact that I did not do what I wanted to do, that I planned. I'm happy. What's important is the outcome. Very sure about that.
That's very self-reflective. And again, one thing that you would said that is absolutely true is that we might not get the outcome that we desired in the beginning, but in some form or way, that emotion that is attached to it, which for you is helping others, which for me is building social impact, it does happen. It's just not exactly how we think it happens.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
So you should not be very fixated on the way that things should happen, because once you keep yourself flexible there, life becomes very easy and exciting. You know, you look forward to new things. You when something new comes in your life, you're excited about it. You do not whine about it. You do not complain about things that didn't happen. You look at things that are happening and you're like, oh, wow, this looks exciting. I need to know more about this. I need to find out more about this. Maybe I should do it some other way. You are open to change. You are open to change. And that is more important than anything else. Talking about accept last day without anticipating change. You have to anticipate the change.
Exactly. That's amazing. So Nahid, I just wanna, end the podcast today with saying that, thank you for that insight. Thank you for everything that you're doing. You're helping the youth of tomorrow really make some substantial change. And I just wanna leave this podcast with that insight that you had said that, although we might not get to the destination we think, that emotion that's attached with it is always there. So again, I just want to say, thanks so much for being here with me today.